A question for you. Is your website compatible with every version of every browser ever made? Well, it's probably not, but Tech TV's Tom Meredith is here to show you how to find out. Welcome back, Tom. Becoming a regular here on the Screensavers program.
Yeah, vote seller. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, the price is $6.95. That's all I'm asking now. Now, why should web designers be concerned about this? I mean, I'm thinking that most people, certainly in the Screensavers audience, have an up-to-date browser, but there are people out there that don't, right?
Even if you have an updated browser, you might have Netscape Communicator, or you might have Internet Explorer, or if you're a Screensaver, you might have Opera.
I see. So different browsers are going to display the same web page differently.
That's right.
They
always have. There's a standard. It's called the W3C standard, and that's what everybody's supposed to follow. But every browser wants to get a little edge in the market, so they all put in something a little extra to try to make their sites or their browsers better for sites to develop for.
All right, you're giving me grief about selling my vote. You're a real democratic guy, so we're going to try to bring some democracy in here so everyone has access to our websites. How do we do that?
So here's a site called anybrowser.com, and what this does is it lets you look at a site how it would appear under the W3C's different standards.
Oh, that's cool.
So if somebody has an older browser, they have like Netscape Navigator 2, for instance. Not
God
many people
help
probably
them.
Still have that, but you could see how your site would look to them. I did the screensavers here. We pick HTML2 and view the page.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing about HTML2 is that it didn't support tables. So as you can see,
Tom, you got some work to do on our webpage, pal. What's going on here?
Big long column.
So obviously, there's got to be no one using this anymore because that just looks miserable. It can't display any tables.
Right,
it really
can't
display much of anything.
What's more interesting is how it works for, say, 3.2, which is what anybody who still has Netscape 3, which
now there is a possibility that people are still using. I remember that very well.
Some people who have older computers may not have updated for some reason. Maybe their memory can't handle it. So the page looks pretty good. It's
pretty, but
the fonts are different because it doesn't support all the font tags.
That's Times New Roman.
That is Times New Roman. You've got a good eye.
I kind of like the look of that. Maybe we ought to switch over to that.
And you can see the table isn't exactly justified here.
So we got a little serif on it.
Don't hurt yourself on that.
Basically, it's functional, but it's not the way that you, the web designer, intended it. So
how do we fix that?
Exactly. How do
Perhaps
we fix
you
it?
Might ask. Well, here. You can go to a site called WebsiteGarage.com. It's owned by Netscape, but that's okay. It's still chests for IE and for Netscape.
It's agnostic.
And they will tell you what all the tags that don't work in the different browsers are, and how your site rates, you know, that's poor, fair. They also do a lot of other tests on things other than browser compatibility.
So can we take a look at that, see how the screensaver site ranks?
Like many websites, it's not up right now. It's nice to know that not everything works, but there's a better one, netmechanic.com I got, which actually puts it in a table. What's nice about NetMechanic is that it tells you how many percentage of the people will be affected by a particular tag that doesn't work.
Oh, that's good. So they've done some studies. They know how many people are using what browser, and they can tell you how many people can see the various elements on the screensaver's webpage.
So this is the screensaver's site right here. As you can see, onClick, which is a mouse-over attribute, which we use to make the little lights in the navigation bar.
Oh, I love that.
Only Microsoft Internet Explorer 3 and Netscape 2 don't support that.
So they approximate about 5% of users don't get the advantage of
that's
the
probably
onClick.
Okay. You're not going to ever be able to please everybody.
Right.
So it's okay to have about 95%.
Now, are there any glaring problems with our site?
We got one here that's 99%. I try to figure out what the deal with this is. I know what iframe is.
What's
a tag specially made for Internet Explorer, and it allows us to do some multimedia stuff in some of our advertisements. Most of the iframe things are fine, but this one that's border color just doesn't work in any of them.
That's weird. That's probably an
error.
Only
thing I can figure is that it doesn't hurt anything either, and that's one thing when you're making your own site that you want to consider is, okay, I can put in this tag, it'll do a cool thing in Internet Explorer, it won't appear in Navigator, but will affect the way it looks in Navigator, and that's where you can go back to anybrowser.com, you can look at the pure HTML, and you can see whether it really makes a difference. Purists will say, and I know they're saying it right now, no, you should follow the standard, you should never do anything that's not in the standard. A lot of people believe that, but a lot of people like to take advantage of those little extras, like Blink, which if anyone does Blink, I'm going to find them and tell them not to.
So do you consider yourself a website purist when it comes to design?
You know, I used to be more of a purist back in the 3.2 days of W3C, but I've slipped a little. I let a few things slide, obviously.
Well, you're doing great work on our website. We all love it. That's Tom Merritt, the webmaster of the Screensavers. Dot com.